surgery and out for the remainder of the season because of a thumb injury. How is he, and how, as a group, have you guys been able to just rally around him?
He's in good spirits. Obviously, you know, we would love to have him playing because this games and minutes are valuable for everybody's development. But I'm very happy with what I've seen from Deron. The hard work he put in the summer and how much better he's gotten. You know, so obviously we don't want to see that, but we know it's fixable and we'll go into surgery and then we'll have a timetable after we, you know, after he gets it done.
Do you know if it was a particular play in a certain game that the injury happened?
The Memphis game, I believe. I mean, I know that it was bothering him, but then I saw him grabbing his hand, and that's why I have him subbed out to look at it. And, you know, that's when it all happened.
You guys have the Hawks tonight. You're already shorthanded, but with a certain amount of guys being out, how does that create opportunity for some of your guys, and what do you have to do well in tonight?
Yeah, opportunity for everybody, and it's the exciting part is to give a look to guys that haven't played as much, and I think that's good. We need to know what we got there, and, you know, very good team. They're playing well, very well-coached team, and we know their ball pressure, especially at the end. Two elite defenders, one's going to be out tonight, but it bothered us at the end of game two here, where we had a lead and we lost it. It was a poor end of the game by us. So, and then defensively, we got to be ready to get back because they're, you know, a team that plays at a high pace and a team that drives. And we struggle rebounding in game two, so finishing possession is always important. So, ready for the challenge, and all these guys are going to have looks and they're going to be able to play. Excited to see what they have.
Jordy, what have you seen from Ben? What have you seen from Ben over the last couple of games that maybe is encouraging or shows growth?
Yeah, I've seen improvement. I think his ball pressure, Steve and I keep telling him that we believe that he's, you know, a very good defender. His ball pressure, his size, he's more than capable of doing. Sometimes he floats around, and now he's responded to that. I think he's responded to the challenge, which is good to see. Now we got to, you know, the challenge in the NBA, when you've never played this amount of game and the cadence of games is like, they keep coming. And when you're that young, 19, you don't know until you know. And then offensively, you know, playing pick and roll, making the right decisions, but playing off 2 feet, all those things that help him be efficient. And we see the improvement. So very important for him, these games coming up and going into the summer.
I know you haven't seen a ton of him yet, but just my nod. I mean, that dunk obviously stood out the other night, the athleticism of that, but just what has stood out to you about him and observing him through the first you know, few weeks here?
Yeah, he had one against the Celtics that I thought was very impressive, and he had one the other day. Obviously, I didn't teach him to do that. And when you see it, how quick he gets there, and you're like, oh, wow, he's going to do it, and he does it, and everybody's reaction was pretty cool. So excited for him because when he had the chance to play and then he sat for a couple of games, the thing that stood out is, you know, we're asking him to pressure the ball to pick up full court, and he did an amazing job. He's trying to do everything we ask him to do. You see the size. He's going to let it fly, and those things are positive. So I'm excited to watch him play too.
The Hawks, their assist numbers are eye-catching. Curious, when you watch them move the ball, is there anything particular that stands out to you about what they do?
I mean, a team that plays the right way. And, you know, obviously very well coached, and having those high level playmakers, just, you have so many guys that can do that. It's not like just one creating and everybody else finishing. And I think that it just tells you about, you know, the philosophy they have, and the ball has energy, and the more guys can, you know, touch the ball, you know, that's contagious. I think it's always a good thing.
One more thing, Dyson's strong form last few games in particular, you know, beyond the numbers, kind of what are you seeing in the way he's playing?
Yeah, I mean, he played very well against us. He'll be out tonight, correct?
Yes.
But yeah, we know his superpowers. He does the little things that not a lot of people want or can do, and I think it's impressive. You know, when I see a player like him, you know, his ability to guard the ball and be concentrated to do the little things, and, you know, I've always been a big fan.
You mentioned the other night about this in a time, a stretch of games where a lot of guys will get some opportunity as you guys take a look at some of the other guys. When you have a lot of young guys stepping in, how much do you rely on guys like Terrence and Nick to help out some of these rookies and also just keep things organized?
Yeah, I need them to, you know, support them, teach them to be a coach as well, and challenge them to compete at the high level, at the highest level. They're going to see more minutes for a reason. And those guys, they're going to help the process, and they know it. So it's cool to see how the team comes together in that regard, too, in this part of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks.